From NPR News, this is All Things Considered. I'm Michelle Norris.
And I'm Robert Siegel. It's time now for your comments. Yesterday, we touched on two different but equally disgusting subjects.
First, a report from ESPN on widespread health code violations at pro sports stadiums. They range from improper food handling and slime in the ice machine to bugs being blended into frozen drinks. We then talked about the rise of bed bug infestations across the country.
Well, a grossed-out Tom Tollefson of Glen Ellen, California, had this suggestion. After listening to your yucky segment on bed bugs and ballpark food, he writes, I suggest you change your program's name to All Disgusting Degustations Disgust.
By far, the subject that has kept our inbox humming is our story on coffee aliases. I talk with Shefali Kulkarni, or Sheila, as she's known by the baristas at Starbucks. The reporting fellow at the Village Voice explained that instead of having to repeat her unusual name or spell it out when ordering coffee, she simply goes by an alias to make her ordering life easier. And she told me that once she started using Sheila at Starbucks, she noticed that she wasn't the only one throwing around a fake name.
Well, a good deal of you thought this was all a waste of time. Rich Schiff of Washington, D.C. writes this. Come on, gang. Coffee names? It's not news. It's not even an interesting feature. It's not even fun.
While Lisa Liberati of West Hollywood, California, agreed it wasn't exactly news, she writes, it did remind me of a posse of my sister's favorite customers when she was working at a Starbucks in Arizona. A group of coworkers from a nearby office building would come in every day and provide different aliases, but always with a theme. Miss Liberati goes on to say that her sister still can't believe that she took orders from Jerry, George, and Elaine before Kramer rang the bell in her head. Their daily alias ritual brought a lot of joy into her life behind the cash register at a very busy Starbucks.
And John Rice of Elko, Nevada, sent this about his coffee alias. I thought long and hard about my Starbucks name, and finally one day when asked my name, I simply said, call me Ishmael.
Keep those emails coming. Please write to us at npr.org. Click on Contact Us at the bottom of the page. And please don't forget to tell us how to pronounce your name, that is, your real name.